word and let your voice be heard. It's Praise in the City with Tiffany Bacon on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's inspiration station.
And a very good morning to you. Welcome to today's edition of Praise in the City. I'm Tiffany Bacon. Thank you so much for joining me on this beautiful Saturday. Boy, time is marching along. We're getting close to the end of the year. My Lord, my Lord, my Lord. Oh, my goodness. I guess the countdown to the end of the year is on officially right about now. But either way, I thank you so much for being a part of the show today. We are going to be visited by a young man who is holding what's called an expungement clinic. Aha, we're going to be talking about that and a whole lot more in just a few moments. But as always, we'd like to start our day off with a moment of inspiration.
For my soul, cause I'm tired of crying all night, just for my soul,
just for my soul,
Lord, I need thee, oh, I need thee, to take away this pain and misery, cause God, I just can't do this by myself, I need a help, Lord,
I need a healing for my soul.
Gave my body and my soul away. Now I come to you, cause I need to be whole. Heal my soul, Lord.
I need a healing for my soul.
Yeah, yeah,
give me
yeah.
a healing for my soul.
Please heal me.
For
oh,
my soul.
I'm so broken hearted.
Give me a healing just for my soul.
We need a healing for our soul each and every time. Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Praise in the City. I thank you so much for joining me today. We are going to be talking about crime and second chances. Before we get into our main discussion, I do want to ask you, my wonderful listening audience, this question. Do you believe that you should get a second chance in society if you have committed a crime? What are your thoughts about that? And does it matter? For the crime? Like, is it based on the severity of the crime? Do you think people should get a second chance in society if they have committed a crime? What are your thoughts? Give us a call at 215-263-1039. 215-263-1039. And we all know that every now and again people commit crimes and they are not convicted of those crimes, but yet there are allegations and there are charges made. And as you get along in life, you would probably like to forget that and let that go. Well, I have a guest in studio who's holding an expungement clinic in December. So we're going to speak with him. Please welcome Sean Page to the program. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you for having me.
All right. Yeah, we're going to need you a little closer to the mic so
good
we can
morning.
Hear you. Awesome. 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 So I know we were talking just a few minutes off mic, and I was just giving a roundabout about what this expungement clinic is all about. If you could just break down for us what's going to happen at this clinic in December.
Certainly. We're going to have a number of individuals, attorneys, paralegals, help staff present at 58th and King Sessing, the Myers Recreation Center, from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. And the entire program, if you will, is designed to assist individuals who have been charged with crimes in the past and to help them expunge those arrests, those charges from their criminal records. This is designed to help individuals who, again, have been charged but have not been convicted of these crimes to pretty much assist in the future with employment opportunities.
Okay. All right. Now, I do want to ask, you said have been charged but not convicted. Do you have or offer any help for anyone who has been convicted but found out they were wrongly convicted and maybe served time for a certain amount of time and through DNA or whatever, they found out, oh, that was the wrong person. Sorry, my bad. You can go now.
Well, yes and no. That isn't the expungement process that we're offering on December 21st. However, there are programs or remedies for individuals who fit into that category as well.
Okay. And will you have some information on those programs at the clinic for anybody who's in that particular category?
Well, again, we're not addressing that demographic, but there will be attorneys there that these individuals can speak with. So if they come out and they have particular or specific issues that they want to discuss with an attorney, they'll have that opportunity.
Okay. So for people who have been accused of a crime but not convicted, does it matter if the crime was done when they were teen or when they were adult?
No. If they fit the criteria, the expungement clinic will apply to both individuals charged as a juvenile as well as an adult.
Okay. Can you just run down some of the hardships that a person can run into as far as employment if they have a juvenile record?
Absolutely. When an individual goes for an employment, oftentimes there's a criminal background check run. And if an individual has been arrested and charged with a crime, oftentimes these charges will appear, even if they haven't resulted in a conviction. Not necessarily when they're arrested as a juvenile, but when they're arrested as an adult, these things can hinder future employment opportunities. In terms of juvenile arrests, oftentimes it can affect financial aid, college admissions in certain universities. So these are very, very serious things. These are, although they're allegations, they can be very cumbersome in one's growth.
Okay. So does it matter how many charges a person has? So say they have several charges, no convictions, juvenile and adult.
Well, if there's a repeated pattern of arrest, the Commonwealth may be more vehement in its opposition. And there may be a court proceeding to determine whether or not this person's record should be expunged. A judge of the Court of Common Pleas of Philadelphia have to make that determination, but that person can be helped as well.
Okay. Wow. It's such a touchy subject for a lot of people. I'm sure for the victims of the crime, if the victim feels that this person really did do it, even though there wasn't a conviction, how would you handle something like that? If someone were to show up and they're like, no, I know this person did it, blah, say, blah, say, blah. How do you handle a situation like that?
Well, I would try to offer the alleged victim an opportunity to be heard. Mm-hmm. That person can speak with an attorney as well. However, that victim as well as the accused has had their day in court.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a procedure and process, a criminal procedure and process where an individual makes allegations, someone's arrested, that mm-hmm. person has his or her day in court,
mm-hmm.
and either a jury or a judge has determined whether there's enough evidence to convict this person of those allegations. That has already happened, and hopefully the purported victim can understand that.
Okay. Now, does the type of crime matter? And plus, please excuse my ignorance on how these things go, but if a person is, say, convicted suspected as a sexual predator of some sort, is it the conviction that gets them into the network, or is it the allegations that get them into the you have to register as a sex offender, or blah, say, blah, say, blah?
The sex offender registry is what we call a collateral consequence of certain types of convictions.
Okay.
So if there isn't a conviction under the law, that person isn't a sex offender.
Okay, so they don't have to be a part of any of that registry. I wasn't sure, so I wanted the clarification.
Not based solely on allegations.
Okay. What if there was several allegations as a juvenile? No convictions, and one allegation as an adult. Does that matter? I know you said you can be vehemently, the state can be vehemently against multiple allegations, but does it matter if there were several as a child and only one as an adult, or does that not matter?
Well, keep in mind that this pro bono clinic is not designed to excuse the ills or the bad behaviors of anyone.
Mm-hmm.
These individuals have had their day in court. The mm-hmm. Commonwealth has had an opportunity to prosecute these individuals, and for whatever reason,
mm-hmm.
This didn't result in conviction. And because mm-hmm. of that individual has an absolute right under the law to have those records expunged.
All right. Well, we want to put this conversation to you, my listening audience. We have very interesting discussion right here because we're talking about an expungement clinic that's coming up on December 25th. First at 58th and King Sessing Avenue. And we have Sean Page joining us this morning talking about the expungement clinic. But my question to you is, do you believe that people who have been committed, who have committed a crime or been accused of a crime should have a second chance in society? Yes or no? What do you think? And do you think your answer is limited to the type of crime they supposedly committed? Give us a call, 215-263-1039. Let's go right to the phones. We have Elaine calling in from West Philadelphia on line one. Elaine, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great, yourself?
All right, breathing on schedule. Thank you much. What's your comment?
My comment is because I'm currently on probation for 3 years because back in 2009 I was in a room bed engagement, and I was being, you know, domestically abused, and my ex-fiance, you know, he beat me up so bad that the cops had pulled us over, and I got, you know, locked up for a gun that wasn't mine. And me not ever having any trouble with the law, like my parents was my only support, and mm-hmm. they went to court with me and not knowing.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't get a lawyer. I had a public defender, and I was convicted for the crime that I did not commit. It was due to domestic dispute. And I'm currently, you know, I'm trying to do different things in my life, and it's like I can't even get a job at McDonald's. They see that one charge, and it's like, oh, no, we can't hire her. You got a gun charge. It's like mm-hmm. I'm not even the type of person. It's just from the man that I was dealing with.
Okay.
And it's like it's weighing me down from a lot of goals that I'm trying to accomplish in life. And I said I couldn't get a McDonald's job. I said, okay, I'm just going to have to do something else. So what I decided to do was go to school for truck driving.
Okay. Well, I'm glad that you are pushing forward. Let me ask you, Sean, who was our guest in studio this morning, how would you help a young lady like this? Is there anything that you could do to help someone in that situation?
Good morning, Elaine.
Good morning.
Firstly, that's an unfortunate situation, and mm-hmm. and I do hear you. One of the unfortunate realizations is that because there's a conviction, a criminal conviction, those charges and that arrest would not be eligible under Pennsylvania law
okay.
for expungement.
Okay.
And that's the short answer.
Mm. Okay.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling in. And I appreciate you being open about your situation. And I do hope things work out with the school that you're attending right now.
Yes, thank you.
All right. Thank you so much. Have
you
a good day.
You too.
All right, then. Bye-bye. Let's go to line two and speak with Vicki, who's calling in from West Oak Lane. Vicki, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning.
Hey.
Hi. My answer to the question is yes. I do believe that people deserve a second chance, mm-hmm. Depending on the crime. If there's no felony, no violent crimes mm-hmm. or drug activities, then they should be able to get a second chance, because I know a lot of misdemeanors hold some people up.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And my question for the clinic is, will you be able to help individuals that day with crimes that may have been misdemeanors if they've been found guilty of a misdemeanor, but those misdemeanors are, in fact, holding them up as far as employment?
Okay, Sean.
Good morning, Vicki.
Good morning.
Possibly. With misdemeanor crimes, there are certain pretrial programs that individuals are eligible for. If these individuals were admitted into these programs at the pretrial level,
mm-hmm.
they could potentially have those convictions expunged. Some of those programs are, well, the most popular is an ARD program. If
mm-hmm.
the individual entered into an ARD program after 1 year from the conviction, that conviction mm-hmm. is eligible for expungement. So it would vary based on the person and the program.
Okay, so would it behoove them to come and check the clinic out?
Yes, very much okay. so.
Great, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right, thank you so much for your phone call. All right, if you're just tuning in, this is Praise in the City on Praise 103.9 FM, and we are talking about the expungement clinic that's happening at 58th and King Sessing on December 24th. First, I want to ask you, my listening audience, do you believe that people who have been people who have committed a crime, who have been accused of committing a crime, should get a second chance in society? And if so, does it depend on the crime? And also, if you have any questions for Sean and the clinic about expungement or what they can do to help someone who's in a particularly precarious situation as far as the criminal justice system is concerned, I invite you to give us a call, 215-263-1039. That's how you can reach us, 215-263-1039. If we don't pick up right away, just let the phone ring. We're here. We're just handling multiple calls, all right? So, again, 215-263-1039. Let's go to Tashe. That's Tashe calling in from West Philadelphia. Good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. What's your comment or question?
I just basically feel like people that may have been caught up in the wrong crowd or either caught at the wrong time, you know what I mean, like maybe a rough mm-hmm. time in their life where they feel like they had to do something or had to act out a certain way, should be given a second chance mm-hmm. because of those circumstances solely. But, I mean, if there's a repeated criminal, you know what I mean, like mm-hmm. then things should be thought about twice, or things should be not as lenient as it would be for somebody that's a first-time offender.
Oh.
And I actually have family that has, you know, been committed a crime, and now they can't get jobs that they would have if they wouldn't have committed a crime, and it doesn't mount up to the things that they learned in life or their education or what they went to school for. So it's unfortunate when it happens like that, but I personally believe that they should be given a second chance.
All right. Thank you so much, Mama. I appreciate you listening to the show, and
thank you so
much for your comments.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, we're going to be going to your calls momentarily. We want to give you a chance to give us a ring. You can talk to Sean about the expungement clinic or answer our question about do you think people who have been accused of a crime should get a second chance in society. 215-263-1039. Sean, what is the most difficult type of situation a person can be in that you can help them with at the clinic?
The most difficult situation is, I believe, the one that you've addressed earlier, the one with multiple arrests. Multiple arrests in the same arena showing a pattern of conduct but no convictions.
Okay.
In that situation, the Commonwealth, again, will be vehement in its opposition. So there will be a court proceeding. Oftentimes, all of that can be expunged. Sometimes all of it will be expunged. However, that is one of the more difficult situations. And it's far more difficult than someone who has just had one brush with the law, one lapse in judgment, and that person, you know, clearly deserves a second chance, as opposed to an individual who has shown a pattern of poor judgment. And I also want to comment on the last caller who has family and friends who are having difficulty getting jobs because of these arrests and these things. I mean, we completely understand it. I mean, I think there's a direct correlation between future arrests and the lack of jobs. I don't think these individuals wake up each and every day deciding that they want to make bad decisions. So it's a cycle. And what we're trying to do is just help individuals or help a group of our demographic, our population, get back on the right track.
And to the caller that had the situation where she was in a domestic abuse situation, or even if it's just you got the wrong people in the car with you with the wrong stuff on them, what advice, what legal advice can you give to somebody like that? Like, say if I had a friend who had an illegal gun, a concealed weapon on them, I didn't know, I'm giving them a ride to the bus stop. We get pulled over because my taillight is out. Now, of course, I don't know my taillight is out because it's in the back. And we get pulled over and the officer suspects something weird and the gun is found out and now I go to jail. What advice would you give to a person who is in that situation, which anybody could actually end up in?
That person needs to immediately hire an attorney. Oftentimes, with individuals who have not had brushes with the law, they don't know what to do. And they don't address the problems properly. And they end up in situations that cannot be reversed. Or they end up in a situation where once they realize it, they're in so deep or in so far over their head that they could make another bad decision and it becomes more detrimental. In the end, they need to contact and consult an attorney immediately.
Okay, good stuff. I see we have a lot of calls coming in. Let's go right back to the phones again. Our number to reach us for today's discussion is 215-263-1039. Let's go to Sandra calling in from Bucks County on line one. Sandra, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Fine.
All right. What's your comment?
Yes, I like the question that is posed that is burning. My church is called Second Chance, and when it comes to Second Chance, we are talking about, like, say, forgiveness. But continuing to cry is a whole different issue. But I do believe that everybody should be given a second chance. On a biblical point of view, we all know the story about Saul, who later became Paul, how he went about persecuting the Christians, and he was given a second chance by God. And from the historical point of view, she became a very powerful man. My country had a civil war, and there were a lot of people who held guns and did a lot of dirty things.
And I'm sorry, really quick, Sandra, may I ask what country are you from?
From Liberia.
Okay.
And there were a lot of people who repented, and one for particular, I won't call a name, is now a renowned minister. But this is a different culture, and for crime has a hold. Depending on the weight of the crime and the mental state of that person, if he or she have let's say the punishment that is due for that crime, I think we should give that person a second chance. To me, that's what I believe. Because, you can give that person a second chance by helping them, educating them, you know, and giving them a better life. Okay. And not going back in, you know, into the old ways. Because if we neglect that person, they might go end up going, you know, doing those things they once did before.
All right. Good comments. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. And I thank you so much for listening to us this morning.
Thank you.
All right. You have a great day. Bye-bye. All right, bye-bye. Let's go to Daryl calling in from North Philadelphia. Daryl, good morning. You're live on the air. Hey, Daryl, are you there? Oh, no, I think we lost Daryl. Daryl, if you can't call us back, I think you had a good question. All right, I know we have another call right there. I can't quite see who it is. So I tell you what, let's just take a break for a minute. We are here with Sean Page. He is talking to us about the expungement clinic that's coming up at 58th and Kinsessing on the 21st of December. So put it down. If you have questions, Sean will be here with us until 8 a.m. Give us a call at 215-263-1039. You can also call in to answer my question to you. Do you believe that people who have been accused of a crime should have a second chance in society? 215-263-1039. Stay with us. We'll be right back with more conversation after this.
You're listening to Praise in the City with Tiffany Bacon on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's inspiration station. Now, back to Praise in the City with Tiffany Bacon on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's inspiration station.
And a very good morning to you. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. We are talking about expungements. If you have been accused of a crime, there's an expungement clinic that's going to happen on December 21st at 58th and Kinsessing. We have attorney Sean Page joining us this morning to talk about that and what is available for people in that situation. And the question that I have for you, my listening audience, is do you believe that people who have been accused of a crime should get a second chance in society? And does that second chance depend on the severity of the crime? Give us a call. 215-263-1039. You can also, and please feel free to give us a call if you have a question for our attorney who is joining us this morning. So let's go right to the phone. Sean, we have Brother Jack calling in from Mount Airy. Brother Jack, good morning. You're live on the air.
I praise God for what all of you do to get the word out and to praise his holy name. My name is Brother Jack Beville. I belong to E9 Tabernacle Baptist Church.
My church.
I'm on my way to ministry right now, believe it or not.
Awesome.
My comment is this. I'm 67 years young, and I participated in the ARD program in my lifetime with a misdemeanor crime. I have no criminal record, and I would not have had the opportunity to get jobs that that I qualify for and to continue a safe and legitimate income, keyword legitimate. I'm just saying that, I believe that a person ought to get a second, third, or fourth chance, depending upon the crime, misdemeanor. I understand that a felony, you cannot get an expungement, but it's necessary in today's society to give a person a second chance. That's my comment, and that's my view.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. I appreciate you listening to us this morning, and thank you so much for your call.
God bless you.
All right. God bless you as well. Bye-bye. Let's go to Kevin calling in from Oak Lane on line one. Kevin, good morning. You're live on the air.
Yes. Good morning.
Good morning.
My situation is a little bit more outrageous than that. I was stabbed 15 years ago and in front of like 40, 50 people, and there were several surveillance campers that saw this incident. At the time, I had a lawsuit against the city police officers, and this guy attacked me from behind, and I was arrested and convicted of attempted aggravated assault while this man had punctured both my lungs, stabbed me in the head, slashed me across the face. Nevertheless, my doctor bills was over $50,000 after spending 5 days on a critical list. Now, fast forward, 17 years later, I just had an evidentiary hearing this Monday. And for some wild reason, Judge Benjamin Lerner is the judge who was on that case and still on that case at this time and told me I got what I had coming to me. And this guy even admitted that he was trying to kill me.
Okay.
I need to clear my name.
Okay, so hold on. Let's see if Sean can do something.
How you doing, sir?
How you doing?
All right. I understand what you're saying. The program that we're running in December is an expungement clinic. Your matter sounds like it's at the appellate level. So I don't know that our expungement clinic per se is what you need. However, if you do need legal advice, you can contact my office, which is 215-732-7900.
Hold on, let me get that number. I'm grabbing my pen now.
Mm-hmm. Okay, while you're doing
that. Give me that number one more time.
Mm-hmm.
215-732-7900, and you can request to speak with Attorney Sean Page.
Okay, thank you so much for your help.
You're welcome. Good luck.
All right, take care. Thank you for your phone call. And also, is there anything that you, any advice you can give to anyone who you might not be able to help at the clinic? Any advice to them right now, what they should do? Should they bother to go to the clinic and speak to you, or should they just reach out to you via telephone or email with serious situations like what the brother just had there?
Well, we encourage everyone to come out to the expungement clinic and speak with an attorney.
Mm-hmm.
Because there may be certain situations where an individual believes that they do not qualify, but in all actuality, they do.
Might.
They might. And the alternative, they can always contact our office, again, at 215-732-7900. They can request to speak with myself or one of my colleagues, and we'll schedule an appointment and help them in any way that we can.
Do you have any other type of referral services that might be available, say, for those who are trying to get their juvenile record expunged, that can kind of help them, guide them on the right path so they don't repeat any prior bad behavior?
Well, we do assist in juvenile expungements as well. Those individuals are also welcome to come out to the expungement clinics.
Mm-hmm.
It's a free service, a service that we're offering to the community. They can come alone or with a parent, and we'll assist them in any way that we can.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. I know we have a couple more people who are planning are calling or are planning to call. And if you are planning to call, the phone number is 215-263-1039. Again, 215-263-1039. If you have any questions about expunging a criminal record, the expungement clinic that's coming up on December 21st, or to answer our question, do you believe that a person who was accused of a crime should have a second chance in society? And does it matter to the severity of the crime? Give us a call, 215-263-1039. So what got you guys to start doing this clinic? What brought this about?
Well, like I stated earlier, I mean, we believe that there's a direct correlation between repeated crime and the lack of employment.
Mm-hmm.
And in that, we looked at it in totality and said, how can we, in one way or another, help individuals get jobs? If we can't create jobs, I think what the next step would be is to create a better applicant.
Mm-hmm.
And one way to do that is to get some of these bad decisions off of the background reports.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what hope is there, or what programs are there for those who have actually been convicted, served their time, and released?
Well, I'm a huge proponent of education.
Mm-hmm.
Individuals who have been convicted of crimes have to firstly make better decisions.
Mm-hmm.
They can't repeatedly display the same behavior, and educate themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I'm a huge proponent of education. I think that is the ultimate equalizer.
Mm-hmm.
And once they educate themselves, everything will fall into place.
So isn't it kind of a nasty little circle? If you have been convicted of a crime, can't that prevent you from attending school or at least getting the aid if you don't have a pot of money just sitting around? How can a person actually get to the point of getting the education if the crime could either keep them from school admittance or from financial aid?
Well, there are certain schools and certain programs that an individual can't participate in because of a criminal conviction. However, there are a number of schools and a number of programs that individuals with convictions can participate in. Mm-hmm. So although you're going to be limited in some regard, you may even be prohibited from practicing in certain fields, you have to, you know, find out what's available for you, what you have an affinity toward, and do that and be the best that you can in that arena. I mean, we can't turn back the hands of time always. So when there's a conviction, you know, you just can't give up. I mean, there's plenty of individuals in society with criminal convictions that are extremely successful.
Okay, yeah, I know. I hear the don't give up. And when somebody's in the middle of it and they're like, man, I'm tired. I'm ready to move ahead. I'm ready to put this behind me. I'm ready to make a good life for myself. And this thing is in the way, as my folks like to say all the time, in the way. You're doing too much in the way. So is there like a central location where people can go and find out what is available, what isn't, or do they have to just go through the tedious process of trial and error of finding out which schools they can go to and what schools they can't?
Well, yes, it's trial and error, if you will. You would have to contact different schools, different universities, to see what their criteria are. Also with the individual programs. I mean, there's certain convictions that would prohibit an individual from, let's say, being a pharmacist. So you would have to obviously do your research the same that you would with anything.
Okay. And are these things limited to each state? So, like, say, for example, if you were convicted of a crime in New Jersey but you moved to Pennsylvania, will it transfer state to state depending on what it is?
Well, when you say transfer, a conviction in the state of Pennsylvania is not a conviction in the state of New Jersey. Mm-hmm. However, we're referring to employment opportunities.
Mm-hmm. It'll just pop up.
Correct.
Okay. And for your clinic, you are not able to help people who are residents of New Jersey, Delaware, and other states around us. But if they committed the crime?
Well, residency isn't an issue.
Okay.
If an individual has been arrested in the state of Pennsylvania and that arrest has not ultimately ended in conviction and they want to have that record removed, they can come to the expungement clinic on December 21st and we can help them with that.
Okay. So just for clarity's sake for the people who are listening, if you live in Pennsylvania but you are accused of a crime in New Jersey, this cannot help you.
That is correct.
Okay. Just to be clear, because I know that there is going to be a question or two about that. Like, but I live here. But the crime was not here. It was somewhere else. Okay, great. All right. I know we have a couple of calls. Let's get to those because we are running short on time. Let's speak with Darlene, who is calling in from West Philadelphia on line one. Darlene, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, good, good. What's your comment or question?
My question is, I have a girlfriend that a couple years ago, somebody sent her a $4,000 check in her name, and she cashed it at a check cashing place, and she was convicted for fraud. But she can't get a job anywhere. She's been trying to get a job for a long time. You know, she made a mistake. She didn't, you know, because she didn't know. But I wanted to know if there's anything that they will be able to do for her at that clinic.
Okay, Sean.
Good morning, ma'am. Unfortunately, if that decision ended in a conviction, that criminal record would not be able to be expunged.
Wow.
So the pro bono expungement clinic would not be able to help her with that particular situation.
Okay. So that applies to any case that where they had a conviction and can't be expunged?
Well, not any conviction per se. There are certain misdemeanor convictions where an individual entered into certain programs where those convictions may be able to be expunged. However, if there's a felony conviction for some form of fraud, that would not be able to be expunged at this clinic.
Wow. Okay.
All right.
Okay, thank you. I was just trying to help her.
All right.
Anyway. All right. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Let's go to line two and speak with Eddie. Eddie, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good, good, good. Thank you for your call. What's your question?
I'm embarrassed, but I'm going to say it anyway. Mm-hmm. I got an MP3 for solicitation for prostitution, pick up a hooker, whatever. But they said if I pay the fine, it'll get dropped. They'll take it off my record. I paid the fine, but it's still on my record. It won't drop. It's time I need a pardon. And this is the first time I've ever been in any trouble. I'm 50 years old. Well, I'm 53 now. I waited until I was 50 to get that. So I'm just trying to clear my record. And it seems like when I go pop up a job, it's like, even though that has nothing to do with my security, what I would do is try to hinder what I in my job, and I'm supposed to. I mean, I'm Act 235, 35. I just got that after I did all that. So okay. Why am I having problems?
Okay, hold on. Let's see what Sean can do.
Well, Eddie, I would recommend that you come out to the expungement clinic on December 21st at 58th and Kingston Avenue. There may be options for you in terms of expungement. Again, it would depend on the type of conviction. If you had, if you were eligible for any programs and accepted those programs at the time you were convicted. So again, I would recommend you come out to the expungement clinic and speak with an attorney.
Okay.
All right. Eddie, thank you so much. And we hope things work out.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right. Take care.
Right. And
listen, if you have any other questions, we are going to have to shut it down in a few seconds. Do we have time for one more call? Nah. Okay. Larry's telling me we are tight on time. So if you have any questions and you weren't able to get through this morning, please go to our Facebook page, Praise in the City, on Facebook.com. Go to that and post your question, and we'll do our best to get the answer for you. Sean, talk about your firm and some of the other the great things that you guys are doing, and remind us again when the expungement clinic is.
Yes, thank you. The name of the firm is Johnson, Russick and Page. Mm-hmm. We're located at 123 South Broad Street.
Mm-hmm.
We primarily practice criminal defense. We do have associates in the firm that practice both civil law mm-hmm. as well as family law.
Okay.
The expungement clinic is sponsored by the firm. It is on December 21st, 2013 at 58th and King Sesson. The hours are 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. We welcome everyone to come out, enjoy the clinic, see if we can help you. There'll be refreshments, and just come on out and join us.
All right. Sounds great. Thank you so much for coming up and for giving us all this great information. Again, please don't forget to visit our website. We're going to have a copy of the show posted to the website shortly and some more information about the expungement clinic coming up in December. So make sure you visit us at praisephilly.com. Sean, thank you so much for coming by. We appreciate your time.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Much love going out to my offsite producer, Donovan West, and my in-studio producer, Larry, thank you for all that you do. Have a peaceful, positive, and productive day. Stay right there. Marriage Beyond the Vows is next. Bye-bye.
You're listening to Praise in the City with Tiffany Bacon on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's Inspiration Station.